Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning and welcome to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. It is an absolutely amazing, beautiful morning here in Seattle, Washington. I hope the same is for you wherever you are out there, whether you be in the Pacific Northwest, across the United States, or around the globe somewhere. Welcome, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I am so very, very excited. Finally, we can share the news with those of you out there, especially to those in the Pacific Northwest. I am getting ready to do my very, very first hip-hop showcase live in Seattle, Washington on June 5th. I'm so very excited. So if there is anyone out there in the Seattle area that is listening to the show today, stay tuned because you can have an opportunity to win a free ticket to attend this amazing, exciting event. So with that said, you know what? Let me just jump in and start playing some tracks for you this morning. If you've got something that you want to share, if you've got a project or product you want to promote, please feel free to call in. The number is 347-857-1189. I see we have somebody from the 202, I think, Washington, D.C. area. That's in the queue. I don't know if you want to say anything or if you want to just listen. So, but if you want to come on the air with me, feel free, hit that one button. I'm going to play a track from a dear friend of mine. And I'm hoping he's going to be performing at my artist showcase on July 10th for my 50th birthday. This is Sixteep the Messenger with his track called Prayer for Strength.
Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging, don't let him hurt me no more. No answers to my pleas, no release, ill at ease, wondering what the hell I keep fighting for. Is it all worth dying for? Struggling and striving, barely staying alive, and body and soul aching all the time. Gotta fight this sinking feeling, my brain is steadily reeling, pain is to the ceiling, I'm about to lose my mind. I struggle day to day to make ends meet, be a father to my children, love them, keep them clothed and enough food to eat. Beyond the everyday, however, a bigger picture lies before me. A higher goal, a larger responsibility is upon me. My destiny to be the voice of change to my brethren, a beacon of light shining on the dark path of progression. Father, teacher, guide, leader, mentor, all of these are my profession. And yet, as mere human, I struggle day to day with my own individual frailties.
I'm only human.
From time to time, the truth of my own humanity lies heavily upon me, stooping my shoulders and questioning my resolve. The myriad whispers of past failures taunting me, haunting me,
you can't do that. Who you think you are?
Causing me to question the abilities within
no
me.
Match.
You can't win. You'll never make it. Who do you think you are? Quit trying. They can't take it. Just live for the house and cars.
Get your money, boy.
Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging, Don't let them hurt me no more. No answers to my pleas. No release, ill at ease. Wondering what the hell
me.
I keep fighting for. Is it all worth dying for? With struggle comes success. With pain comes healing. With striving comes life. Words that I try to live by, I try. But there are those times when all I want to do is hide in a corner and cry. I mean, just curl up and die. It's hard out here in this dog-eat-dog world wherein we live, where pictures paint you as weak for compassion or the capacity to give. Here where the perpetuation of kill or be killed prevails at even the smallest of levels, chaos created by not one but many devils. And who am I to try to challenge the very foundation by which an entire nation has been constructed? When I could just conform, stay plugged into the matrix, tube-fed a serum that I know is corrupted. This weight is oftentimes nearly unbearable, the gift and equal curse of sight when so many are blind. Even still, some who are not blind but thrive on the lust for power to the point of no concern for the future of mankind.
How would that be?
Why try? Just enjoy your small piece of the pie. Let it be what it is. Is it really worth the chance that you might die?
Well, is it?
Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging. Don't let him hurt me no more. No answers to my pleas, no release, ill at ease, wondering what the hell I keep fighting for. Is it all worth dying for? The answer to this, God has tasked me with this fate, to be among those chosen to lead the people into the light of change. An age-old wrong must be righted. A divisive pattern of thought must be rearranged. Darkness cloak must be exchanged for the bright light of positive progress. No more egress of morality. No more minds left in despair and distress. Humanity, become truly human and realize why you were blessed with intellect. Give unity a try. Treat your neighbor with love and respect. It's time for us all to truly come correct. Give our children a healthy legacy to follow. Heed these words, no more war. Make them real and no longer hollow. Leave something in store for our seed to give them a chance for tomorrow. Show them a real reason for smiles and laughter, not just pain and sorrow. Mankind, the choice is yours. Will you allow hatred and greed to reign? Will you continue to allow the streets to be blood-stained? Are you ready for change? Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging. Don't let him hurt me no more.
Each one.
No answers to my pleas. No release. Ill at ease, wondering.
Will you take your
what
right
the hell
place
I keep fighting
in
for?
This. New
is it all worth dying
world.
For? Is it all worth dying for?
That was Prayers for Strength by my dear, dear friend, Six Feet the Messenger, right out of the Pacific Northwest. Again, I'm hoping he's going to be performing at my 50th birthday showcase. He's so busy, and he lives about an hour south of me, but I'm going to twist his arm and hopefully get him there. Caller from the 202, you're live on the air with Lady Flava.
Miss Flava, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is DC's original gentleman, Carter Anderson. How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you, darling?
I'm doing very good.
Good. I was so excited to hear your interview with Dwayne the other night on Soul City Radio.
I totally appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate the love. You have no idea how much I really appreciated that.
So are you going to let me feature you in my newsletter?
Hey, we can do whatever you want to do. We can work it out.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get to work on the newsletter yesterday because I had so much going on, but I am going to work on it this weekend, and I did send you an email. So, and unfortunately, I haven't gotten your tracks yet, so I can't play any of them. I would love to play
you
for the people.
I'll just have to email it to you myself.
Okay.
That's all.
So I can give Dwayne a hard time. But, you know, maybe can I twist your arms to sing a piece live?
Sure. I don't know if I can do any of my stuff live, but, you know, my stuff, I need my tracks or I need my band with me, and I don't have any of my instrumentation with me. I'd be more than happy to do something live for you now.
Okay. Sing anything. I want everybody
all
to
right.
hear your wonderful voice.
Well, it is Sunday. You mind if I do some gospel?
No problem.
All right, this is one of my favorite gospel songs. Someone taught it to me, and now I just fell in love with it. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done, oh, and in his arms I feel protected, and in his arms never disconnected, in his arms. Yes, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be,
Beautiful. Carter, will you tell people where they can find you online? I mean, you've got 50 million websites, and where they can go and hear your sound and purchase your CD.
I can do that. My personal website is carteranderson.net. You can go there and hear all my music. You can listen to a couple tracks from my debut album, Not the Last Gentleman. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Carter Soul Music. You can follow me on YouTube. My YouTube channel name is Carter Anderson Music. I'm on my hard copy CD is either on my website or at cdbaby.net/CarterA. Or you can go on iTunes and get your digital download for your iPod or your MP3 player. You can follow me on Facebook. Anywhere you can find me, I'll be there for you.
There you go. And I don't know how you can get the archives, but I suppose you could contact Dwayne at Soul City Radio and ask him for the archives of Carter Anderson's interview with him the other night. It was so much fun. It was great times, and Carter actually created a song out of a poem that Dwayne had written. That was absolutely amazing, too. So I'm so excited that you would call into my show, Carter.
Well, I was excited that you took the time to call into Dwayne's show to hear me. So I said, you know, I've got to return to love. That's just the type of person I am.
I appreciate that, and I think that more people should be doing that out there. You know, I'm all about, like, building win-wins. You know, I'm in Seattle, Washington, and I have to tell you, I'm so excited, you know, that I've been able to share some of the Pacific Northwest artists with radio stations, you know, around the globe and stuff, and getting some amazing feedback from these stations as to what their listeners are saying about the artists that I'm affiliated with. And then, you know, then this also gives me the opportunity to share somebody like you, Carter, you know, with those also around the globe. But with those right here in the Pacific Northwest, since you're all the way on the East Coast, you know, and I appreciate the love. That means so much to me. And I just wish that other people, you know, more people like you, you know, would do that.
I totally agree with you. I mean, my biggest thing is when we as artists have a chance to have a voice, we need to take it. And when there's folks out there that are willing to give us a voice, we need to not only take the opportunity, but hand in hand, pay it forward and show them love as well. I'm more than happy to be here on your show, and any other opportunity I have to do anything that's associated with Flava News or Miss Flava, Carter Anderson will be involved, because that's just who I am, and that's that. I appreciate you making the opportunity for artists to be heard. We need that. There's not enough of that. I'll say that again. We need to push ourselves to be out there, but there's not enough opportunity for us to get our voice heard either.
And that's one of the reasons why I created Flava News. You know, originally I started in a little coffee shop that I built in Seattle, Washington, and that's how, you know, Lady Flava was birthed. And, you know, now I grew to out of nowhere. It wasn't like it was intentional and planned to become like this artist cheerleader. It just kind of happened in natural. I do believe that this is what God's calling is for me. You know, I think we all have our own different ministries. And mine isn't necessarily, you know, preaching the Bible to your face, but it's just showing you in action how to be supportive to others. And, you know, that's how Flava News just kind of came about. And I have to tell you, Carter, it's my passion. I live it. I breathe it. I sleep it. You know, I have conversations in my head with artists and with people and what you can do better or different or what I can do better or different. And, you know, this is just who I am. So, you know, I'm just one person, you know, but I'll be honest, I've been very, very blessed, you know, to have some amazing people pay attention to me and appreciate what I've done. So, hey, I'm appreciative to have now Carter Anderson in my corner. And maybe one day, we can get some funding together and get you out here in Seattle, Washington to perform.
I would absolutely love that. I've actually never been to Seattle, and I keep hearing good things, so I would absolutely love that.
You know, I would love for so many of the artists to be able to come this way, because it seems like a lot of the artists that I am connected with that I show support to are East Coast and have never been to the Seattle area. Quiet Storm, who's in the chat room right now, he is in the kind of the Charlotte, North Carolina area. I was really honored and blessed to have him come out to Seattle in 2008 and perform on my stage at Flava Coffee House. So he's been here. Didn't get around too much, but he's been out here and performed. But, yeah, I would love to have all of you guys come out here and to be able to, you know, express your Flava in front of a different listenership, fan base, and potential consumers.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. I know my whole goal was to try to push my hip-hop showcase. Who would ever thought Lady Flava would host a hip-hop showcase? But I am. But one of the things I've been posting on Facebook about, I don't know if you pay attention to me, and I'll warn you, Carter, I post a lot, so you might want to hide me from time to time. But you know, my family have a lot of my family and friends have deleted me. I'm like, I'm not like all hurt. My daughter's like, Mom, just start a Susan page. You know, then everybody, then you won't be posting off of the Susan page. And
No, you're staying on my radar. That's the rule.
But anyway, one of the things that just kills me, absolutely kills me, is I know so many people that say they love indie artists. You know, they support indie artists. What does that really, really mean? And I know a lot of people who will put more money into the mainstream artist pocket. And they won't go to a local pub or showcase and pay $5, $10 to support somebody who may be the next, you know, mainstream artist from their hometown. And what do you suppose that it takes to get somebody to really, you know, get behind and support the new people coming up that have the amazing talents, you know, but don't have, you know, that professional backing behind them or the financial backing behind them to take them to that next step?
Well, I'm gonna answer that question by starting off and telling you that here in the Washington D.C. metropolitan area, it's one of the hardest markets for an independent artist to grow from, because we don't get support from our local fan base. Honestly, we don't. The local fan base here either follows the radio stations or they follow local music, which is, I don't know if any of your listeners have ever been here and heard of go-go music, but they follow the listeners and the fan base, the folks that go out and buy music here. They go to the go-go band shows and they go to jazz band shows that are like 3 hours long, and the jazz band's doing nothing but R&B and soul artist covers. That's what they do. That's the trend here. So for an independent artist like myself to get a fan base of, let's say, 1,000 people that will consistently follow and go to a show and buy a T-shirt and tell somebody else, you need to go to this artist's website, this is one of the hardest places to do it. But I will say this. If an artist can make a connection, that's what it's all about. And this is what I was talking about on Dwayne's show. If you can make that connection, then your fans will feel what you're doing and they'll want to be a part of your ride. Someone from here, from this area that successfully did it, is Raheem Devon. He had a conglomerate of artists around him, an awesome guitarist by the name of Kay Allen, a rapper and singer by the name of W. Ellington Felton, an awesome singer by the name of Bilal Salam. They had a conglomerate together, and they all consistently continued to support each other. So whenever Raheem would go and do his thing, they would be at his show. Whenever they did their thing, he would be at their show. And whenever someone got put on, they would continue.
Uh-oh. I think we lost Carter Anderson. So, Carter, if you're out there, please call back. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Can you guys still hear me? Am I still on the air? Can somebody in the chat room, Quiet Storm, can you let me know if you can still hear me? Because all of a sudden we lost Carter Anderson. Well, in the meantime, I'm hoping Carter Anderson from Washington, D.C. will give a call back. But why don't I, if there's anybody out there in the listening audience that's listening live or one of the guests in the chat room, give us a call. And I want to hear from you. The number is 347-857-1189. And I'm going to say, you know, whoever in the Seattle area, the Pacific Northwest, that has an interest in coming to Launch 2.0 Let's Connect, Lady Flava's first hip-hop showcase. The first caller from the Seattle area that can tell me the three groups that are going to be performing on my showcase, please call in. But I'm going to bring back Carter Anderson. And
a little bit of technical difficulty.
Okay, Carter, dropped off out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, right? It's crazy. What we were talking about, how independent artists can make the connection, right?
Right.
Okay, so what I was saying was, so Raheem Devon successfully made that connection. He and his folks, they would always constantly support each other. Now, as you know, Raheem is signed to Jive Records. He just released his third album. I can't remember the title of it. I believe it's the Love and War Masterpiece. You're gonna get me lying, but because I haven't had a chance to listen to it all. I'm still on his Art of Noise mixtape. I love that so much. So, but he just released his third commercial album on Jive, and now honestly, whenever I go out to see a show here in the D.C. area, like I've been to, there's a band that used to play here frequently called Fertile Ground, or there's W. Ellington Felton, as I mentioned earlier. They all support each other. So they go to each other's shows, they come up on stage and perform and support each other. And what ends up happening is the connection is made with the fans. I mean, it's kind of like the hip hop artist thing where a certain hip hop artist will rap about things that are true to them and make a connection with other folks who those things are true to as well. You can't
right.
live. You can't rap or sing about things you haven't lived. So, you have to make that connection with the fans that you're performing for. So what Raheem did is he started off at the open mic showcases and at the nightclubs that would be willing to let independent artists come and perform. And he grinded it out for years and years and years and got that fan base of folks that are like, hey, I can feel what he's talking about in his music, and I want to ride with him. I want to ride this independent artist grind with him. And slowly his fan base grows. And that's what we have to do. We have to find a way to connect and consistently continue to connect, and it'll make folks want to not only listen, not only be in our presence, not only be at our shows, but it'll make them want to go and tell somebody about us.
Exactly. I have to agree with you, and that's probably maybe how the interest in Flavor News and Lady Flavor kind of grew. You know, I started out originally as a book reviewer for an African American book review team out of Pennsylvania. And then from there, I got involved, you know, having my open mics at my coffee shop where a variety of artists, you know, but predominantly spoken word artists came and performed on my stage. You know, so then I kind of branched out from not only literature, but into, you know, poetry, spoken word. And then, like, honestly, Carter, one of my dear friends in New York was like, Flava, maybe you should concentrate on the artists right there in your hometown, because I was so involved with artists, you know, from across the United States, you know, like on the East Coast. And sometimes it felt frustrating because I didn't feel like I could be as effective for them and this and that. And so then I did open myself up to, you know, meeting people right here in the Seattle area and getting to know different artists and this and that. And back on April 3rd, I was invited as a VIP to an amazing, amazing hip-hop showcase, which was Kool Out 19, celebrating the 19 years of Giorgio Brown and Kool Out Network. He's an amazing videographer here in Seattle that has been documenting the hip-hop culture for the last 19 years. And so that was such an amazing experience to see 19 groups in one night on stage, you know, performing a variety of hip-hop. So, you know, and so if I hadn't have, you know, created this brand, Lady Flava, you know, these type of doors would not be opening to me. And then because these doors are opening up for me, it's helping me open doors up for other artists, you know. So, you know, I'm getting requests for artists in Chicago and, you know, out there in the Baltimore, D.C. area, Atlanta, you know, Philadelphia area, and England and Germany, you know. And so I have that capability to take you guys outside of, you know, what it is that I do right here. And, you know, sometimes I want to get out there and just scream, Carter, and say, okay, pay attention. I know I'm one little person out here in Seattle, Washington, but I can make some things happen. I wish that I could make more happen. And I know, honestly, if I had the money and financial backing, I would be a monster, Carter. I would be a monster. I just really do. Unfortunately, certain things, it does take money. You know,
but what we need is the effort. The effort, I mean, the money, yeah, the marketing, the money, yeah, I understand it. But the effort, the hungriness. The folks that are, see, one of the things you're supposed to do as an independent artist is have a team around you. Do you know how hard it is to get a team of folks to buy into what you're doing? Especially if you're an independent artist and you have no money to pay them to be your street team or to market for you or to tell somebody else about you. That's hard. So someone like you that's willing to be that mouthpiece, to willing to believe, to willing to talk to someone else and make them believe, we need more people like that.
Well, and I think I'll be honest. I'm kind of revamping how I'm doing some things, and I'm pulling back in a bit because I seem to have kind of gotten all over the place and this and that. But I'm putting out a lot of effort on some artists that I would honestly say don't care, either don't care or take advantage of it. And I want to be much more connected to those that I'm actually building a relationship with. So I'm kind of honing in and, you know, really, really focusing on those artists that I'm honestly have some form of connection with, and putting them out there because, you know, time is very valuable, you know, and I work with at-risk homeless youth, and I'm a mom and I'm a grandma, you know, so my family is very important to me too. And, you know, I really want to focus on those artists that, you know, I do have an honest relationship with. I pay attention. I sit back, Carter, online, not just only Facebook. That's not the only place that I'm at. And I watch people. I watch how they circulate, who they connect with, and, you know, how creative they get in putting themselves out there. And not just staying within a clique, but, you know, going outside of their normal comfort zone and things. And one thing I'm noticing is there are people who are just very cliquish, even online. And I'm thinking to myself, how are they really expanding and growing the fan base for either themselves as an artist or if they're supporting a particular artist or venue or whatever, what is it that they're doing and bringing that's new and fresh to get others to pay attention? And that's just interesting to me because I find that so many people are limiting themselves in the growth and, you know, in the fan base that they can create.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that too with a lot of artists here in this area, but, well, I used to a few years ago, but I don't notice that now. The independent artist scene, the independent soul music artist scene in D.C. now, we are extremely supportive of each other. Every time I go out, either I do a show or I see someone else do a show, we are constantly telling people about each other. I did a show back at the beginning of March, and two awesome independent artists, two singers, one is named Terrence Cunningham, the other one is named Jay Hill. They came to my show. You know, I couldn't believe it, but they came to my show and showed me support. So me in turn, I go to see an artist who, her voice is absolutely amazing. Her name is Allison Carney. If you don't know who she is, you need to know who she is. But I go to see a show of hers. Jay Hill is there. Vincent V. Rich Richardson is there. W. Ellington Felton is there. Tamika Love Jones is there. Deborah Bond is there. This entire conglomerate of independent artists in the D.C. area, we're all supporting each other, and it's such a beautiful thing.
So I have a question then, Carter. When you say they're supporting each other, as far as like showing up to the events, are they actually paying to get in?
Yes.
Because the one thing that I'm noticing here in Seattle is everybody wants to be guest listed free. Even some of the bigger artists here, who people pay to go and see perform, are wanting to get into different events free. And so that was my other thing is okay, if the indie artist is continuously giving of themselves free, whether it mean giving a free CD out or giving a free book out or giving you entrance to a showcase, when is it that they start getting ahead? Because it's cool if those artists and people that are getting in free are actually honestly part of a street team that helps spread the word to help bring more potential consumers to that artist, I'm all for that. You know, but I would love to see, I would just love to see more of the support of growing the street team, growing the fan base, you know, but building a financial foundation for the artist to work from to help grow what it is that they're doing.
Right, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, we buy each other's CDs. We pay to see each other's shows. We recognize that we have to do that. You know, if the fans aren't going to do it, we need to for each other. But then the fans see that if we're taking care of each other, then it must be good, honest music. And then they take a listen, and then they're like, oh, I need to follow this person. And they pay, and then they buy into it. And it just grows from there.
Well, that's the way it should be. So, you know, we need to bring that out here to the West Coast, you know, the other Washington, and see if we can start bringing that together. I don't know if you're aware, Carter, but I've created what I'm going to do for my 50th birthday here in Seattle as an indie artist showcase, which I'm going to be, you know, allowing a variety of artists to come on stage and showcase their flavor. So far I've got an indie, more mainstream hip-hop group called TVR, and then, of course, the artists that I'm participating in the Launch 2.0 hip-hop showcase will be performing. And then I have an urban glassblower. Amazing stuff. Never thought I would meet a glassblower, let alone one that's an urban glassblower. It's going to have a display there and some spoken word artists and stuff. And so I'm hoping to be able to get some soul R&B jazz artists to also come on board. But that particular event I've created as an Indie Artist Grant Foundation fundraiser. And, I'm doing this all grassroots, and I'm trying to create a foundation that indie artists can apply to Flava News to get some assistance to help complete a project. So far I've got $291.60 raised, and I'm hoping that with proceeds from my event, which should easily happen, that I'll be able to raise $1,000, excuse me, to start giving out grants this fall to indie artists. So,
yeah, that's the type of thing that needs to be a nationwide thing. I mean, artists really need that kind of help and support.
Well, I know that there are some artists that don't have the money to even get a CD pressed, right? But it's amazing. It's listening to the tracks, it's amazing. It deserves to be pressed. You know, or to get the graphics done for a book cover or, you know, a CD cover or whatever, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, when you depend on somebody to do certain things for free, you're kind of at their mercy in their time frame of doing things. So a lot
right.
of times stuff doesn't get done, you know. And I'm a firm believer if you can pay somebody, then you have to force, you can have the hand to be able to force them to complete the project. So. Anyway,
yeah.
That's just another way that I'm trying to help, build some type of foundation to help indie artists, because that's my passion. Not that I don't love mainstream artists, because, of course, there are some out there. And, of course, we love the indie artists that have taken it, to the mainstream type level. But it's, you know, I'm just a sucker when it comes to the underground indie artists. So again, anybody out there listening to this show live that's in the Seattle area, and you know the name of the three groups that are performing at the showcase on Launch 2.0 on June 5th, give me a call at 347-857-1189 if you want to win tickets to that particular showcase. So Carter, well, it seems like you're just going to hang out with me and interview, huh? Just hang out. Well, not interview, but hang out with me.
I can hang out for a little while.
Okay. So what are your favorite type of music besides the type that you create yourself?
Oh, I'm way too eclectic. I mean, I like almost everything. I mean, there's some country artists I like. There's some rock artists I like. There's some pop artists I like. I'm all over the board. I like a whole bunch of stuff. My wife got me into Maroon 5. I dig Maroon 5. I dig Michael Bublé. I dig, who else can I say? I haven't heard, well, maybe I shouldn't say this. This is kind of a negative thing, but I haven't heard anything lately from Leanne Rimes that I like, but some stuff, I used to be big on Leanne Rimes. I'm all over the board with my musical taste. I'm a huge Limp Bizkit fan. I'm all over the place.
Okay. I will have to admit, you know, that I limited myself. You know, I kind of got stuck in that little rut. And one of the blessings that came out of becoming Lady Flavor is I had the opportunity to be exposed, you know, to other genres of, you know, of music and writing and all of that. So I have to tell you that, you know, I opened the doors to the online radio shows to a variety of genres. And, you know, my piece has definitely blossomed, you know, in the time that I started doing the radio shows back in, I think it was like November or whatever. There's an artist out of Shreveport, Louisiana, who's an alternative rock artist. And at first when I listened to it, I was like, that's kind of interesting. But then I really, really started listening to it and the production of it and, you know, the workmanship that went into the tracks that he sent me is amazing. I don't know if you're aware, Carter, but I do a show twice a week that I call Keeping It Real, Flossum and Tossum. And this is when the artists, this is actually when the fans and listeners get to vote on three tracks. So I put up three random tracks each day, Tuesday and Thursday, without giving the artist name and without giving the title of the track for the listeners to vote whether it's good or not. And I try to push them outside of their own comfort zone and favorite genre to decide whether it's quality, you know. And so it's kind of interesting. Some of the tracks that have been, you know, being voted to be taken off of the Flava News radio shows are tracks by people who actually think that they're doing well.
Wow.
And that kind of just really, really surprised me. And one of the things that I think about is when a product isn't selling, you know, a lot of times people complain because they don't have a street team or, promotions around it isn't good or whatever. I'm trying to get them to think, okay, is it quality though? Is it a product that somebody's really going to help you push? Because when you're an indie artist, word of mouth is very powerful. So you can't necessarily base it off of what your mom and your grandma and your auntie and, you know, Miss Jackson at church thinks about what your product is. A lot of times you have to step outside of that and get an opinion of somebody who's very neutral. And, you know, try to find whether this is something, you know, figure out who your target audience is. And, you know, some of the product, you know, may honestly just not be quality. So, you know, we talk about this all the time, sideline conversations, you know, is this good or isn't it good? So I created the Keeping It Real, Flossum and Tossum for the listeners to come vote. And, some of the people who really think they're doing it were the tracks that were being voted to be taken off.
Wow. I'm going to have to give that one on my radar, too.
So do you think that's a good look to do something like that or not? I know some people think I'm mean for doing it.
Well, I think it's cool that you're not announcing the name of the artist when you play the song, because then what you do is you end up taking out of it the opportunity for someone's street team to just repeatedly vote in their artist track. What you're doing is you're giving the fan base, the audience, the opportunity to vote on something they've never heard before and something they have no bias on, which is awesome. If they're willing to take the time and sit there and listen, which is a good thing, to some good honest music, and they can tell you which one they think is honest and genuine and quality and timeless and marketable, then what's wrong with that? You're taking advantage of an opportunity for fans of real music to step up and tell you what they think is real.
Well, we've only done it. I think I'm into my eighth week now. Just finished my eighth week of doing it. And, you know, I created a page on Flava News where people can go vote on, you know, three polls each day that I do the show. It's only about 15 minutes the show takes. And then you can go vote. If you can't see the polls, then you can send a message, Flossum or Tossum. And I really honestly like it when people send the message because they've been giving feedback as to why they voted the way that they did. You know, so I'm hoping to kind of really grow that and see, you know, how far we can take it to just really getting some honest opinions from around the globe as far as what they think about these particular artists or not. There is a caller from the 904. I think that's like a Virginia area. I don't know if you're wanting to come on the line or not, but if you do, please raise your hand. And then there's also a caller on hold from the 704 area code. That's, what, North Carolina? If you're wanting to come on the air with Carter Anderson and Lady Flava, raise your hand. Okay. Looks like 704 wants to come on. Okay. Caller from the area code 704, you're on live with Carter Anderson and Lady Flava.
Peace, Lady Flava. This is Quiet Storm of Spoken Word.
Carter Anderson, need Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. This is the gentleman I told you that came from the, well, Huntersville, North Carolina area and performed on my stage. You there? Okay. I don't know. He's still showing on the line. So, Carter, if you're there, this is Quiet Storm. But Quiet Storm, what's going on? What do you think about what Carter and I are talking about?
I was hearing bits and pieces of it because I've been back and forth handling everyday household duties and family popping up out of nowhere. So I've been back and forth with that. But
okay.
One part I did kind of lock in on was the thing about people in your local area not really giving you that support, and I find that to be the case with myself because there are people who know about me in other parts of, not only other parts of the country, but other parts of the world, but yet in the Huntersville, Charlotte area, some people know about me, but most don't. And the ones that do know don't lend that much support. But I take that with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, my path has been a bit different from most people's paths anyway, because the first stage performance I've ever done when it comes to spoken word was actually when I came out to Seattle and I was on your stage. So,
wow.
Yeah, my path was a little bit different from most people. And, you know, I look at the way things are falling in place. And for me personally, I believe it's a part of the plan that God has had laid out for me. Because here recently I've been going to other areas, and I guess these areas will be considered part of my local area because they're about an hour away from me, but yet and still in my immediate local area, I haven't done much. I've done maybe two stage performances in Charlotte about a year apart, and they were private events. But lately I've been getting invites to come out to different things, so that's about to change. But I kind of went around the barnyard to make this point. The point being, most of, I guess you could say, my fan base has been built outside of my local area. And that's probably going to be a common thing with most artists that are getting started and that are independent artists, because you're going to have to go through and fight through all of that wave of people that are already established.
Right. I know this is so challenging, you know, to be an indie artist, an underground artist, and try to get out there and get that, create that fan base and get that street team. I think as Carter was talking about, the fan base is great, but you really, really need to create that team that's going to help get you out there and say, you know, I love what this artist is doing. You really need to check them out, you know, check out their book, their CD, where you can find them online, come to their showcase, you know, whatever it is. And I think that that's one thing I really, really want to encourage anybody that's listening to this show live. If you believe in an artist, help spread the word. Don't keep it just within your little circle, you know, because that artist needs a bigger circle, you know, and to continuously grow it and grow it and grow it. That's what's going to help bring the success to the indie artist to grow and, you know, blossom into who they deserve to be. There is another caller question. I'm going to bring on the caller from the 904 area code. You're on live with Quiet Storm of Spoken Word and Lady Flava.
Hello, Lady Flava. How you doing? This is Andy Clyde from Atlanta, Georgia. What's up, Quiet Storm?
Andy.
Hey,
what's up, Quiet Storm? I haven't heard from you in a minute, man. Yeah, I was listening to your show and everything. I wish I was an artist so I could get on some of these shows and stuff like this. But I'm out here to help promote indie artists and stuff. So if there's anything I can do, all you have to do is just contact me. You know, as you see, I like putting people on my site. It makes it look bigger, gives me better content. Especially for y'all, there's some good indie artists out there. You know what I'm saying? So how's everything going out in Seattle? I love Seattle. God, I wish I was back out there.
It's a beautiful day here. We had an absolutely amazing weekend. They are talking about sun. I mean, the rain's going to come back during the week. But I have to tell you, this has been one of the most beautiful weekends we've had in a long time. And, Andy, I have to thank you so much for showcasing, you know, Flava News and showcasing Black Stacks. You know, when I told Jace from Black Stacks that what you had done, he was, like, so appreciative, and I appreciate that about you. So, I mean, it's just like me. I'm not an artist. Sometimes I wish I was an artist, you know. But, you know, people like you and I, we help try to create those avenues to help share the artists beyond their normal circle. So, Andy, why don't you tell people what it is that you do and about your website?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm an event planner. For some reason, people think that I'm a promoter and stuff. Although I am very actively right now trying to get some MP3s to go along with Quiet Storms so that I could do a mixtape for spoken word artists. But somebody hit me up the other day, and they're looking for the same thing I am. So I was just thinking about Quiet Storm because I was going to get in touch with him to see if it would be okay for me to pass his MP3 on to these other people. You know, now all they can pay right now is a complimentary CD of the mix CD that they do. But it sounds like a good project to me. But as an event planner, I'm working with a guy here out of Augusta, Georgia. They call him Footright. He does the showcase. Now, my website is andyclides.net, and that's andyclides.net. And as soon as you go on there, you'll see his showcase banner. You click on that. That'll take you to my community page, which tells you a little bit more about him. If you click on it again, it'll take you to his page. And if you have any kind of talent, and you have a video, upload it on his site. And what he does in the name of his site is Showcase for Unsigned Talent. Now, you know, you never know who might see that, you know. Right now I'm working with a young lady in Albania, you know, and I'm asking her, can I start uploading the videos on her site? And she gave me the go ahead. So, you know, there's no telling where your work might show up at if you just go ahead and try to get some exposure with people like me and you, and there's several other people out here that are trying to showcase the unsigned talent, you know. I just love it in Atlanta. You can walk down the street and you bump into talent every day. I mean, they just walking down the street here, you know, falling out of the trees, I guess you might say.
Well, see, Quiet Storm, it was meant for you to call into the show so you could reconnect with Andy.
Yeah, yeah. And you can definitely go ahead and send those MP3s off to the individual that you were talking about. I'm all about getting as much exposure as possible.
Okay, okay. And the thing that they're working on is health and peace is like green. So if you have a point that would you know go along the lines of green living, you know, and you know end the violence and all of that, you know, the old hippie type stuff, send it to me. Hey man, I keep all your stuff. You won't believe it. I still got every MP3 that you sent me, you know, and you know, I had some like personal problems, but we're still going to do a showcase here in Atlanta, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with Persimony. I'm Sandra Williams. Oh, she had an accident, man, messed her mouth up, so she's down for she was down for 3 months, and now they found out that there's something wrong with the jawbone. And they have to go back in, so that might be another 3 months. And, you know, she's kind of like my headliner right now. Yeah. So she's kind of like my headliner right now.
Go
ahead. What's that?
She called my show like 3 weeks ago. You're talking about Persimmetry, right?
Yes.
You talking about Persimmetry?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. She called into my show like 3 weeks ago. And she said that she was under the weather or whatever, and so I didn't know that she'd been in an accident.
Yeah.
So I definitely need to reach out to her.
Yeah. She's been going through a series of surgeries and stuff. She got a couple of teeth missing. I thought it was something simple until I went out to her house the other day, and it just took my breath away. You know, but
oh,
she's still in good shape. She's still got some projects going and stuff. She's just not going to do any appearances for a little while. You know how vain y'all are.
This is true. This is true. Well, please, when you talk to her or see her next, please let her know that Lady Flava's got her in my prayers, definitely. I'm so very sorry to hear about that. Well, you know, my show is about to end in about 2 minutes. I kind of cut the show back to an hour. But I, you know, Quiet Storm and Andy, why don't you give your websites out again of where people can find more about the two of you?
Well, my website is www.quietstormofspokenword.webs.com. But that's about to change real soon because I'm going to go ahead and shut it down for a short period of time and change up some things, revamp some things, and come back with a new site.
Okay.
Okay, and my site is andyclides.net. That's andyclides.net, you know. My site ain't going anywhere. It ain't been nowhere in 5 years. I'm hoping I can keep it another 5 years, you know.
There you go.
Just come on my site, and if you see something you like, I got comment sections. Just send me write something on those comment sections. It pops up right in my email, and I guarantee you, I'll get back with you. You know, and if you're a talent and you're unsigned, want to be seen, make sure you go to my site and go to the showcase for unsigned talent. And upload your videos.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Faith.
Well, no problem. I want to thank everybody who came out and listened to the show live. To those that were in the chat room, you know, Quiet Storm, thank you for hanging out in the chat room today. I want to thank Renard from Germany for hanging out in the chat room. He's got a show, I believe, this afternoon. And then thank you to the guest that's been hanging out. I guess none of my Seattle people wanted to come through today. I'm kind of sad. I was hoping to give away a ticket to my to my hip-hop showcase on June 5th. But I will try this again on my open mic show on Wednesday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time called Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. Again, thank you to those that came out and listened to the show and to those that come back and listen to the archives. I absolutely love doing this, and you just never know who's going to stop by. I want to thank Carter Anderson for stopping by, an amazing indie artist that I recently met on Soul City Radio, and just want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much, Quiet Storm and Andy, for coming by the show today.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, you got a little East Coast flavor here, huh?
All right. You guys have a great afternoon.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.